Welcome to America Tonight, and what a way to start off the week. We were chatting about this just the other day. I'll tell you what, this story has more legs than you can possibly count. What is the reaction on the Hill is what we're going to get next with Victoria Jones from Talk Radio News. Who better to tee this one up with than what's happening on the Republican side of the aisle with Congressman Aiken, who is in that Senate race to upseat Claire McCaskill, the senator from Missouri, one of the senators anyway. And he makes a couple of comments that he's trying to take back about women who have been raped and abortion. Victoria, before we even go into the reaction in Washington, what was your reaction when you heard that? I was surprised. I mean, surprised that he stepped into it the way he did, first of all.
I was stunned. I mean, I knew that the man was an idiot, but I was stunned that he said it. I was just stunned because I was really stunned that anybody still believes that there are these magic systems inside women's bodies that somehow magically know when it's, quote, legitimate rape as opposed to illegitimate or fake rape, that shut that thing down and stop you from reproducing. And that he actually believes it and then said it. And then he came out with this statement, which was even stupider because he said I misspoke, but he didn't walk back his comments because, of course, he believed them.
Yeah.
And then in the statement, after saying blah things and saying I misspoke, he then pivoted to talking about the economy, like, well, we talked about women's bodies, but it's the economy that's really important. And then today, at the same time as saying he wasn't stepping out of the race, which we'll see, Mike Huckabee asked him, so you weren't talking about legitimate rape, you were talking about forcible rape. He said, yes, I was talking about forcible rape, which, of course, is another loaded phrase.
Wow. I was like, is that for, I mean, you have to, honestly, for Claire McCaskill, because she was behind in some of the polls, this is, I hate to say it, because it's so twisted, but it is like the gift that keeps giving with this faux pas.
Well, it is. If, in fact, it plays the same way in Missouri that it's playing in the rest of the country. And this isn't, one of the reasons some people sort of say to me, why does this matter? This is just a Senate race. No, it's not. This is the definitive Senate race.
Yeah.
Because this is the one that could determine whether the Democrats keep control of the Senate.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's huge. Republicans have to be upset. And the Republicans are pressuring Aiken to drop out of the race, too. I'm sure you know that because of the reasons you just said, right?
Right. I mean, you've got the entire Republican machine. You've got Karl Rove. You've got Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh. You've got the National Senatorial Campaign Committee saying, we're not backing you anymore. You get no more money from us. Got Karl Rove's PAC, American Crossroads. They're all shutting him down. And so the moment he's still saying, I'm in it to win it. And so we'll see if he still feels that way tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. And the president, for the first time in a very long time, was engaging the White House press corps and was asked about this and said rape is rape and said that Congressman Aiken's comments were, what did he call them, way out there? Am I right?
Yes. We were having a regular press briefing today with Jay Carney, and he just showed up and said, you know, I hear you guys have been missing me. And as he peeked his head round the door, so I thought I'd come by and say hello. And he spoke a couple of minutes about Medicare and then spoke about this. And, no, he said rape is rape and the views were offensive and that we should be passing and qualifying and slicing what types of rape we're talking about doesn't make sense. But he also said it underscores why we shouldn't have a bunch of politicians, the majority of whom are men, making healthcare decisions on behalf of women. And he said that more. But then he also was asked whether he should drop out of the race. He said he was nominated by the Republicans in Missouri. I'll let them sort that out.
And this, I mean, I'm sure this wasn't part of any of the conversation, but I just think you'll find this interesting. I don't know if you saw this or not. Did you see that Condi Rice is among some of the first couple of women to get into the Augusta National Golf Club? I know what a huge golf fan you are. and how huge you'll think this is.
I am a golf fan, actually, and I thought it was very interesting that she'd been picked.
Yeah, I do, too. She wasn't the only one, but how about that? You know why? Because she cracked the code with the whole Stanford connection and sports in general. She's been in a lot of boxes. She's talked to a lot of people. At one time, she wanted to be the NFL commissioner, so people know that about her, and I think that's part of what helped her get in, but pretty wild, huh?
Yeah, it really is, and Obama was asked about that as well, actually. He was asked about a wide range of things, and let's see, he was asked about Afghanistan, and he was also asked about Augusta, and he said, and I can't find it, but he said he was pleased, but he said it was, overdue.
Ah, there you go.
Jay Carney was asked about it. He said that the president thought it was overdue.
Yeah, because, of course, he's a huge golfer. All right, Victoria Jones, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again here on Talk Radio News.
With
Talk Radio News. No, this isn't Talk Radio News. We'll talk to you again here on America Tonight.
Look forward to it.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
So you can hear us tossing around back and forth about a couple of things. Giant news, by the way, on Augusta. Isn't it interesting? There's all this pressure on Congressman Todd Akin to dump out of the Missouri Senate race. And you heard Victoria. The reason is it's so significant is because it could play in the numbers game in the Senate. So he really would have blown it for the Republicans. And you got guys like the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, and you have the National Republican Senatorial Committee Chair from Texas, Senator John Cornyn, who are pushing like bookends and saying, listen, you better consider what's best for you and what's best for the party, no matter how they're selling this. And she said it, she called it, people are dumping out. Crossroads GPS, which is the super PAC that was co-founded by Rove, already dumped in $5 million in this race, and they say they're going to be pulling a bunch of money that they thought they invested in Missouri, including an ad they were going to plan to run on Wednesday, because they think, oh, this is blown. There's no way. Not with this guy anyway. We can't do it. And you had all these polls that showed him clearly, Akin clearly leading Senator Claire McCaskill. So Republicans need 4 seats. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. If Obama wins re-election to take control of the Senate, which would be huge, because you figure the House is probably going to stay in control by the Republicans. The Republicans probably will have that for sure. And then with the Senate, that means, you know, both chambers. This is bad for Akin and terrible for the Republican Party. I heard behind closed doors, I can't even say what they said on the air, as you can imagine, because what a stupid thing that happened when he was doing a local interview with a Fox affiliate. Now, he dumped out of an interview that he was supposed to do with Piers Morgan on CNN. He did an interview with Fox, but what does it all mean? Can this guy still hang in there? Can he still win it? And hear what he had to say a day later. That's next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Come away with me in the night.
Hey, coming up on America Tonight, my bitter disappointment today. As I'm an alum from Ohio University, woohoo, go Bobcats. I have my coffee mug that last time I was up there they gave me that has my name on it. Probably cost them 10 cents, but I don't care. Probably made in China. I don't like that idea, but it was my big souvenir. And Ohio University, no longer the number one party school. However, we have bigger fish to fry here right from the get-go in this first hour, and let me tell you, the world is buzzing, and it's not a shocker over Congressman Aiken and whether he should step aside or not because he's messing up the numbers for the Republicans. And I know from pretty good sources that, and it's not a shock, of course you would think this, that you have expletives flying around behind closed doors that you wouldn't believe. Like, how does this happen, especially when he was really crushing her in so many polls? And he was the guy, ironically, as a conservative, that Claire McCaskill's people wanted. They wanted him there, figuring she would stomp on him, and she wasn't stomping on him, wasn't doing it. So then he does an interview, as I said, with a local affiliate in St. Louis, and really messes up his, I think messed up what he was saying. Maybe he knew what he was saying, but I don't think so. I think he stepped all into the middle of it and then got kind of confused. But even then, after considering it, he didn't really come out looking good the next day in trying to, I think, explain it. But I'm going to let you hear what he said and try to follow the bouncing ball, and then I'll explain on the flip side, in case you missed it, his version of rape. You've got the president saying rape is rape. You have Mitt Romney saying rape is rape. Rape is terrible and blah, blah, blah. And you have Aiken, who is facing some serious backlash at home from Republicans for what he said and is being urged to dump out of the race. Even an RNC spokesperson said that his comments were biologically stupid. This is a six-term popular congressman, and he says he's staying in this thing. Here he is.
made that statement in error. Let me be clear. Rape is never legitimate. It's an evil act. It's committed by violent predators. I used the wrong words in the wrong way. What I said was ill-conceived, and it was wrong. I feel just as strongly as ever that my background and ability will be a big asset in replacing Claire McCaskill and putting some sanity back in what's going on in our government. I also know that people do become pregnant from rape, and I didn't mean to imply that wasn't the case. It does happen, and it's also terrible, particularly the most terrible of all. I apologize. I'm a dad of two daughters. I want tough justice for the sexual predators. I've always had a compassionate heart for the victims of sexual assault.
Okay, so there, you know, sounding contrite, saying he has daughters. You heard talking about the words and what he said. But the bottom line is, it's very hard to step away from this comment that is ringing through a lot of people's heads. Take a listen.
It seems to me, first of all, from what I understand from doctors, that's really rare. If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down. But let's assume that maybe that didn't work or something. You know, I think there should be some punishment, but the punishment ought to be in the rapist and not attacking the child.
All right, so you get it now. Pretty much what he said there. The female body has ways to shut the whole thing down if it's a legitimate rape. And so, of course, people are easy to stomp on this from both sides. And Republicans did. Republicans immediately distanced themselves from Aiken. And the Democrats worked hard to make sure that it was out there because it's to the benefit of the Democrats for this race because of what it means to the numbers. Will Aiken drop out of the race? A lot of conservative people with some big voices, including Eric Erickson from a huge conservative blog that many of you probably know, Red State, tweeted immediately that he's going to dump out of this race on Tuesday. And maybe this was just a way to pressure him. I told you about Rove, as did Victoria Jones, that he was dumping the money from the super PAC. They weren't going to continue to pump it in. So he's saying he's staying in the Senate race, but it's not really clear who's going to back him. And you have to have friends. And he did have friends. And he was starting to make some noise. So here's the thing. You heard what he had to say. Did he sound sincere enough? And should he just hang in there? You know, it's the people of Missouri that have to decide, and the backlash is pretty thick. So, in other words, it's not just from people across the nation who are talking about it. It's not just from other Republicans or, of course, opposition Democrats. But in Missouri, in doing a little reconnaissance during the day, the people in Missouri, a lot of people in Missouri, are not thrilled with Aiken at all, even though he came out and said, you know, listen, my words were a little twisted, and that's not really what I was trying to say, and there's confusion, and I have daughters, which you just heard right there. But he didn't have very warm audiences with Missourians from both parties just clogging up the St. Louis talk radio airwaves and television. It was all over the place. So the whole thing went viral, national, all that kind of stuff. But a lot of people in Missouri are not happy with it at all. And in fact, a Republican state representative who chairs the Missouri State House Budget Committee tweeted out on Monday morning that he's one of 64% of Missouri Republican voters who felt that somebody other than Aiken would be the best candidate for the U.S. Senate. And then later, lots of Republicans in Missouri also said that they agreed with Romney's statement that Aiken's comments were insulting, inexcusable, and just flat out wrong. Everybody is piling in on this guy. So he doesn't want to step aside, but should he step aside? And he didn't want to face the fire. In fact, there's popular show called Charlie Brennan's. And it's Charlie Brennan is a host who's been in Missouri for a very long time, and he was supposed to do a midday appearance on his show. They didn't say, I don't think they really specified why he canceled, but he canceled, and he had scheduled the interview to talk about all kinds of things that he thought were important, like ending the federal school lunch program. So he didn't want to go on the air. I guess he didn't want to face the fire and have more damage. He did, however, do a couple of other national interviews, one with Mike Huckabee, who's very supportive of Aiken, and one with Sean Hannity. And he apologized during those interviews, explaining he meant forcible rather than legitimate, that word, with rape, and also saying he understood the biological connection between rape and pregnancy. But I'll say it again, every Republican that I talk to and all the heavy hitters in the party don't care. They want him to just dump out. That he, forget it, we don't want anything to do with this guy, he's too hot. He's, whatever it is, you can't go back on this, he's out. And he thinks he's still the best guy to run. Now, the first deadline for him to dump out of the race is Tuesday, that's why they're saying Tuesday at 5 o'clock. That would give him less than 24 hours to rethink plans, basically. But there's no indication that he's going to bow down to the resignation calls of so many Republicans. So the question is, does this guy just, doesn't he have to go? Isn't it best for the sake of the Republican Party, for his state, for some people are saying the country? And see, this is the other part of this. That's like a flip-flop. So once you say those things, there's just certain things. It's like the cartoon bubble. Once it's out in, and it's beyond the bubble, you just can't reel it back in. I mean, how many women were upset by this? How many people that have been raped heard those comments and are just beyond themselves thinking about it? So even trying to explain forcible instead of legitimate rape was lame. I think he needs to dump out, period, move on. Otherwise, the Republicans lose this. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Hang with us.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Include my defense of Ohio University as the number one party school in the United States. There is no defense for the six-term congressman, Mr. Aiken, because Todd Aiken almost stands alone. However, they say no man is an island. He does have one friend or several friends in Washington, D.C., with a group that recently made lots of news. The Family Research Council head defended Aiken, so there's one. Rove says forget about it. They're dumping money. Claire McCaskill, the senator whose seat Aiken wants, is not saying he has to quit. She's instead just talking about the comments. Scott Brown, the senator from Massachusetts, says get out of the race now, as is almost every other big-name Republican. It's the rape remark that he might have fretted over somewhat, but it's not enough. The Republicans realize they are sweating this out. So no matter if he misspoke or there's confusion or whatever, this is just one of those times where sometimes you gotta save the village, if you know what I mean. And the only way to save the village is for Aiken to shoot himself and to get out of the race. But at this point, he says he is not getting out. Even Mitt Romney is urging him to reconsider. One, because it's taking away from any Republican message because the focus is on Aiken, at least for the next couple of days. And if he stays in the race, it takes away all the way through the rest of the election cycle. So the race between the two of them is has now become more interesting. Not that it already wasn't, but it's become that much more interesting because of what he said. Because of what he said. And Piers Morgan, he was supposed to go on his show on CNN for whatever that's worth, but hey, he said he would do it. He was booked to be on the show. And so when he didn't show up, when they decided to cancel the appearance because of all the heat that suddenly was on the congressman, Piers Morgan said that he was a gutless little twerp. That's how he described him, a gutless little twerp. And see, this is the reason why these conversations, all that kind of stuff, he's got to flee. He's got to get away from it. There's just no way around this. He has an open invitation to step aside, and that's what he needs to do. Because the infamous, you know, now infamous legitimate rape comments and saying he misspoke and apologizing to voters and constituents, the constituents aren't happy about it. They're having none of it. So he's digging his heels in, and they may have to figure out a way, whether it's with a backhoe or whatever, to pull him out of it. Pull him out of it, because this is a, I mean, this is a full-blown crisis. The damage, if you were to look at this and do a damage assessment on Aiken's rape remark, the damage to the party is too great for him to stick in there. Like I said, I mean, they might have to get a backhoe and pull him out of it, but they got to do something to change the narrative, and they can't have this. They can't have this conversation taking over the flow of what's happening now with the Republicans, because it's shining too much of a spotlight on a very, very important race in Missouri. So he's trying to save his candidacy. The Republicans are trying to end his candidacy, and we'll see who ends up winning. I think we're going to know pretty soon, by the end of the week, for sure. If he was going to dump out, he would have done it. But he would have done it by Tuesday, and I don't think he's going to do it. But he may change his mind. Let's say there might be another flip flop in the wind somewhere soon, if enough people talk him out of staying in. If they talk him out of it, we'll see. Boy, he's been called every name in the book. I can say that. I was listening today, and it was pretty bad. I think he didn't realize what he had opened up. Pandora's box, and then some, to be sure. All right, speaking of opening up a different kind of box, how about the story about the first women to join the Augusta National Golf Club? And their names that, well, one of them anyway, that you certainly would have heard of, Condoleezza Rice, is now a member of Augusta. So for the first time in 80 years, this is the ultimate old boys club. They're allowing women in. I mean, this is the home of the Masters. And they've been just hounded, criticized, pounded for decades because of the all-male membership. So now they've invited Secretary of State Condi Rice and South Carolina financial woman Darla Moore to become the first women in green jackets when the club opens for a new season in October. And both women said yes. Both said yes. What a debate there was at one time over Augusta. And especially, if you think about it, got really hot and heavy in like 2002, when you had a woman named Martha Burke who represented the National Council of Women's Organizations, who was pushing Augusta to include women among the former, you know, in its members. And former club chairman Hootie Johnson said no way. Even if they lost the Masters television sponsors for 2 years, you know, even at that cost, He said that Augusta National might one day have a woman in a green jacket, but not at the point of a bayonet. So things have changed. That became kind of a slogan, not to give in to public pressure or any of that kind of stuff. So, you know, here it is, and 10 years later, they've changed their mind. And it's a huge milestone, actually, because of the people who play at this club for the rarefied air. The bottom line is, you know, Condi Rice is huge into sports, and we don't have to talk about Condi Rice. Everybody obviously knows her background. But she gets chosen, and then the other woman is chosen because of her, I think, because of her business connections, and is somebody who is known for having a decent golf game. And this is very, very big news. But it might still ruffle a few feathers. It might be interesting to see what happens when the Masters comes around, because you really, for any of the players, they try to stay out of the political fray. They try to not get in the middle of it. They just want to focus on the PGA Tour and the others that are competing there, the guys from the other tours that are there. And certainly plenty of people have had comments about it. The three-time Masters champ Gary Player tweeted, "Great news, Augusta National admits its first female members, Condi and Darla." So he was psyched about it. There hasn't really been anybody coming out and hammering them for doing it. You figured eventually they were going to do it. How much does it cost? Or what is it? How much does it cost to be in? What's the annual membership? Let's just say probably, maybe in this audience, maybe four or five of our houses, because you got to have some serious bucks to get into Augusta. So that's the second part of the equation. There's no freebies here. You have to have somebody who definitely has the bank to be able to do it. And Rice, as I said, is now a professor of, well, I didn't mention this, but she's a professor of political economy at Stanford's Graduate School of Business. And, you know, she was a former security advisor under George W. Bush, and then Secretary of State the second time around for Bush. So she has a lot of friends, and she has a lot of friends in not just political corners, but also in sports as well. And I think that probably helped her in getting it. And you'd be surprised at how many women, famous women too, who have stepped up and have said that they would love to get an invitation to join Augusta. I don't know. You know, somebody sent me a note. This guy, Bill from Austin, sent me a note saying that he listens to the show, and he wanted to hear what my take was on Augusta. And what he was trying to say is, aren't there still some places where men can just have their club and women can just have their own? But the problem is, Augusta is probably the greatest golf course in America, arguably. You could talk about Pebble Beach. Some people would even throw Doral in there. And we have hundreds of wonderful courses that people can play. I mean, all kinds of people. But the bottom line is, Augusta, especially with all the television time that it gets, I think that's part of the decision. I mean, this is the revered home of the Masters, the green jacket, the Bobby Jones vision. So I think that this was one that had to break, and it was going to break, definitely, because the membership had talked about it and talked about making it happen. So it was the right time, I think. We're going to hear more on that, a couple of comments on the flip side.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZArmor costs, and I installed EZArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
About two women being let in to Augusta National now as the new members and breaking new ground is the fact that they had no idea, because you can't apply to join Augusta National. You only get it by invitation. So when a membership spot opens up, the club decides who to invite, and they mail out the invitations. So, you know, the old question of should Augusta National change its men-only membership policy is dead in the water. Now that's erased with the two new members that they'll have. And I said this, that for some people, the amount of money it would cost to be a member of Augusta would amount to, over the years, house payments to buy houses for sure. Because what is it, a couple, you know, how much you have to pay a month, how much you have to pay a year, how much do you have to ultimately pay to join once you're asked? And you know, now it's history. Now this will be history, and you can bet during the Masters this will be one of the major stories. The focus is on the golfers, of course, and the course and how tough it's playing and all that. But with Darla Moore now in and Condi Rice in, this is part of it. And, you know, obviously they had friends who were members at that club, and they asked them to join as members. So that's a pretty big deal in itself. You know that old saying, Virginia Slims, remember the old cigarettes? And they're probably still around. You've come a long way, baby. They've come a long way, especially those two women, to get asked to be in that position. Here's what some of the Augusta residents had to say about allowing females in.
I think females would make it better, you know, for the people and for the, you know, other things that might come out of it.
It's great. I mean, if women can do it just as well. So.
All right. Women can do it just as well. I wonder if they'll put in women's tees or they'll tee off at the men's tees. Because what you have is championship tees, men's tees, women's tees. And sometimes when you go somewhere or some clubs, they'll have another couple of inches before that, they'll have another tee box. That's something that's going to have to change there. This is odds and ends, so that was definitely an end to an era of no females. The story the other day was so sad about Tony Scott, the director who was in Hollywood, who jumped from a bridge and died, killing himself. He jumped from the Vincent Thomas Bridge. You've probably seen it in a few movies. It spans San Pedro and Terminal Island in the harbor in L.A., and friends were shocked by the decision, Tony Scott's decision to jump off the bridge. He was doing well financially and had several hits recently even, and had an incredible background in directing Top Gun and Days of Thunder and Beverly Hills Cop 2 and all of that stuff. So then reports started to surface that he had an inoperable brain tumor, brain cancer. His wife supposedly must have been cornered by TMZ and said that wasn't true. So what is the truth? You don't know at this point. They're doing a toxicology, all that stuff. But they say it's going to be probably a month or more before they'll determine whatever the official cause of death is. Yet guys like Ron Howard saying no more Tony Scott movies, tragic day. Terminal brain cancer, what people go through with that. He supposedly, the word was if it's true, that he didn't want to put his family through that kind of real life drama. But that hasn't been proven to be true at this point. And he had many hits and was well known and well liked by a lot of people that he worked with in Hollywood. Denzel Washington and Tom Cruise, and just, you know, think of any of the biggest stars, and most likely one of the movies he's done with them. And his brother was away, so he's coming back to Los Angeles. We'll see if it ends up being, in fact, the rumor to be true about the inoperable brain cancer would kind of explain why people are shocked and saying they can't understand why he would do that. If it's true and he didn't want to put his family through it, then certainly that makes sense. In California, I'll tell you what, you know, there was that old song, It Never Rains in Southern California, but it sure does light up, doesn't it? Boy, earthquakes, wildfires, but the wildfires especially have been the biggest concern in California. A huge wildfire that was sparked by lightning in Northern California burned, they say, to the edge of three small towns late on Monday, threatening thousands of homes, with the people who were looking for safety at an emergency shelter, and they're saying, you know, all we can do is pray, and they were trying to do whatever they could to help. And you had 1,400 firemen who were just going after this one fire because it's so forested and so tough. 35 homes in Shingletown and Viola and Manton, about 170 miles north of Sacramento, they're all threatened with the grass, the brush, the timber. It's very, very scary. They've got tankers and helicopters and bulldozers and all of that, but they have to use every resource they can because they're only having so much success with it. And it's consumed. I mean, it's just eating acre after acre. 900 homes so far, they're treating the people in the 900 homes, and 32% contained. 32% contained. And this was all from a lightning strike. So then there's concern over thunderstorms, because there, what do you have with thunderstorms? Gusts of wind, and you're shifting fire all around you, and boy, that makes it tough to keep, it makes it tough to follow. Makes it really tough on those firemen. So we feel you people in California. Last word on this one, Phyllis Diller. Did you know Phyllis Diller? She is dead at the age of 95. A lot of people, current female comedians especially, admired Phyllis Diller because of when she started in the business and what it must have been like for her. But just even up to a couple of years ago, Phyllis Diller was still playing at some casinos and whatnot, and still trying to entertain people with jokes. So she never, I think she very rarely stopped working. Maybe only small patches, but if she could work, she worked. So legendary would have to be in front of her name if you were reading this somewhere. Without a doubt, she was a legendary comic that really paved the way for so many people behind her. She got through some of the rough stuff. She died in her sleep in Los Angeles, which that's nice. If you have to go, that's a good way to go. And she suffered a heart attack in 99 and had a pacemaker put in. So that was part of the deal with Phyllis Diller. The pacemaker slowed her down. However, she still would talk here and there. She even had her own show at one point, the Phyllis Diller Show, kind of one of those variety shows. And she was in the movie The Aristocrats, remember, maybe 5-6 years ago or so. So Phyllis Diller, dead at the age of 95.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.